You're listening to SBS News.
Unlike many Australian workers who are now being forced by their employers to work from home during the coronavirus shutdown, pharmacist Lachlan Rose's routine hasn't changed. He manages Manly Vale Pharmacy in Sydney's north and says since the beginning of the COVID-19 outbreak in Australia, he and his colleagues have been run off their feet.
It's been like nothing I've ever known in my 15 plus years in pharmacy. We have worked harder, or the pharmacy cohort have worked harder than we've even worked.
Mr. Rose says not only are pharmacists dealing directly with ill patients, they're also combating a shortage in certain medications. He says he and his colleagues are examples of workers at the coalface of this pandemic.
We are in probably one of the most exposed environments in the pharmacy, because people will come to us when they're sick and unwell, and we are open all the time and without appointment. So there's lots of parts there that make us more susceptible to probably coming in contact with someone with COVID.
But despite this risk, pharmacists like Mr. Rose are continuing to attend their jobs day in, day out to help the community stay well during this outbreak. It's for this reason pharmacists are considered essential workers, a term used by the Prime Minister to describe people who are still required to go to work during the national shutdown. In a press conference on Tuesday evening, Prime Minister Scott Morrison listed workers such as healthcare professionals, school teachers and public servants as individuals needing to keep the country running. He also added people working in supermarkets and those working to support family members who may have lost their jobs. Professor of Public Health at the Queensland University of Technology, Gerard Fitzgerald, says the definition of an essential worker is broad and hard to define.
If we think about people in emergency departments and ambulance paramedics and people in intensive care wards as being critical to the management of any outbreak in our community, we also need people who keep them there. It's that back room stuff, isn't it, that we tend to forget about, the power, the fuel, the water, the food, all those sort of things that are essential to keep that person operating. And they're the sort of things. So it is that consequential, essential workforce that's also important.
Supermarket workers are an example of people absolutely essential to working through the shutdowns, manning checkouts or stacking shelves. People employed at government services such as Medicare and Centrelink are working in response to high numbers of inquiries during this time. Delivery and garbage truck drivers, as well as postmen and women, will also continue their essential services. Professor Fitzgerald says the best way to support these workers and keep them safe during the peak of this pandemic is easing the number of people using the service at once.
Essentially, it's about decongesting the place so that the essential workers have got some room. We've seen on the number of people on buses is now reducing, so people who have to go on buses to get to work or whatever are able to keep a bit of a distance around them. And if they go into the supermarket and there's huge crowds there, then it's hard to keep a distance, isn't it?
The Prime Minister has also repeatedly insisted schools should remain open, and he's planning to meet with unions to ensure arrangements to protect teachers and staff. He's pushed all states and territories to keep schools open so that essential workers can still attend their job, knowing their children are looked after. Professor Fitzgerald agrees keeping schools open is the right approach to ensuring certain professionals can still work during the COVID-19 outbreak, but he admits it is contentious and many teachers and parents are uncomfortable with it.
It is a difficult one. It's a one where they've been balancing the risk confronting people from the spread through schools, which we think is a lower risk in this particular context than normal, against the impact that would have on enabling our essential workers to continue to attend work.
Many journalists and news services are also considered essential workers during this time, required to attend their place of work to put together breaking news and television bulletins. SBS is one such broadcaster continuing its services despite the outbreak. In a statement, it says, with the spread of COVID-19, our trusted news and language services are even more critical in ensuring communities have access to accurate and up-to-date information. It remains committed to the continued broadcast of emergency and vital public health and safety information. To keep employees who must be in the office safe, SBS says it's implemented significant preventative measures, including flexible working arrangements, social distancing rules, a suspension of non-business critical meetings, and daily sanitisation throughout the SBS offices. While essential workplaces around the country are mitigating against the virus as much as possible, Professor Fitzgerald says there will always be some level of risk to these workers, be they health professionals, teachers, or government employees.
So they're all technical risks. There's little things that can be done. We have to say that none of this guarantees anything. You know, it's all about reducing the risk. But the risk is not ever going to be zero. There is a risk that people are going to get infected, more people are going to be infected with this. All we can do is do what we can to try and minimise that risk.
For Mr. Rose at the pharmacy, his workplace has too implemented new measures to minimise any risk of his staff or customers contracting coronavirus. They've enforced a 1.5-metre social distancing rule using tape on the ground, and all staff now don face shields to protect them from potentially ill customers.
My greatest concern for our staff is we need everyone on deck and everyone is working, but we don't really have a very good backup plan, unfortunately, if staff start to get ill or sick. Being a smaller business, we only have a small number of rostered and often full-time employees.
He says the role of a pharmacist has become even more paramount during this pandemic as they help to ease the pressure off doctors.
I think we see now that in these scenarios, these times of need, we need to have the shared load across multiple health services, and if that means pharmacists doing more vaccinating and or pharmacists doing more other point of care testing to help take pressure off doctors, then I think we need to explore that more.
Alan Lee, SBS News.